함께.
바가간탐 파람 브라마 Sattvenang chena shatruhan Tattva sankhyana vigyaptai Jatam vidvanna jhasvarat Bhagavantam, the Lord, Param, Supreme, Brahma, Brahman, Sattvena, having an uncontaminated existence. Amshena, by a plenary portion. Shatruhan, O killer of the enemy. Vidura, Tattva Sankhyana, the philosophy of the 24 material elements. Vigyaptai, for explaining. Jatam, appeared. Vidvan, knowing. Ajaha, the unborn. Lord Brahma. Swarat, independent. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Maitreya continued, O killer of the enemy, the unborn Lord Brahma, who is almost independent in acquiring knowledge, could understand that a portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His quality of pure existence had appeared in the womb of Devahuti just to explain the complete state of knowledge known as Sankhya Yoga. Please repeat. Maitreya continued. O killer of the enemy, the unborn Lord Brahma, who is almost independent in acquiring knowledge, could understand that a portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His quality of pure existence had appeared in the womb of Devahuti just to explain the complete state of knowledge known as Sankhya Yoga. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, it is stated that the Lord Himself is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra and He is the perfect knower of Vedanta Sutra. Similarly, the Sankhya philosophy is compiled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His appearance as Kapila. There is an imitation Kapila who has a Sankhya philosophical system, but Kapila, the incarnation of God, is different from that Kapila. Kapila, the son of Kadama Muni, in his system of Sankhya philosophy, very explicitly explained not only the material world, but also the spiritual world. Brahma could understand this fact because he is Swarat, almost independent in receiving knowledge. He is called Swarat because he did not go to any school or college to learn, but learnt everything from within. Because Brahma is the first living creature within this universe, he had no teacher. His teacher was the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, who is seated in the heart of every living creature. Brahma acquired knowledge directly from the Supreme Lord within the heart, therefore he is sometimes called Svarat and Ajja. Another important point is stated here, Sattven Angshena. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he brings with him all his paraphernalia of Vaikuntha. Therefore his name, his form, his quality, his paraphernalia and his entourage all belong to the transcendental world. Real goodness is in the transcendental world. Here in the material world, the quality of goodness is not pure. Goodness may exist, but there must also be some tinges of passion and ignorance. In the spiritual world, the unalloyed quality of goodness prevails. There, the quality of goodness is called Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Another name for Shuddha Sattva is Vasudeva, because God is born from Vasudeva. Another meaning is that when one is purely situated in the qualities of goodness, he can understand the form, the name, the quality, paraphernalia, and entourage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Amshana also indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appeared as Kapiladeva in a portion of his portion. God expands either as kala or amsha. Amsha means direct expansion and kala means expansion of the expansion. There is no difference between the expansion of the expansion, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, as there is no difference between one candle and another, but still the candle from which the others are lit is called the original. Krishna therefore is called Parabrahman, or the ultimate Godhead and cause of all causes. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna. I still have a little difficulty in speaking, so whether you want me to have it repeated. How many want the repetition? So this verse tells how Lord Rama realized that Kapila Muni was the expansion of the Lord. And he was present in the womb of Devahuti. Kathila is the expansion of an expansion, a kala. That means that he doesn't manifest all of the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's going to manifest some of them, particularly the ones about giving knowledge in Sankhya Yoga. Said it's not clear. So you want repetition? Whatever you want, I don't take any offense. So I want to facilitate your understanding. So, we go every year to the Makar Sankranti in the Sagar Island. And that is a big festival about 600,000, a million people attend it. And there's a temple to Kapila Devi, a temple which is repeatedly moved because of the change of the tide and the storms in the coastal region. But we went there once on safari. We took the boats down from Mayapur to Sagar Island. It was quite an adventure because one of the boats got damaged during the storm that happened. And we were at that time all on the other side of the island. So only the boatmen had to face the difficulty. But they say that Kapila Muni is still there. Only we can't see him. You can see him if you are very fortunate. Otherwise, you're not able to see him. But so, you're not able to see him. But he's there. So he's still present in the Kali Yuga. And Maybe one day we'll have an ISKCON temple there. It's one of the original tirthas where the Ganges meets the Bay of Bengal and goes to the lower planets. So Kapila is also connected with the Ganga, because when Indra was stealing the sacrificial horse, the sons of Sagar thought that Kapila had stolen the horse. So he went and attacked Kapila, who burned all the sons of Sagar into ashes. So different descendants of the sons of Sagar tried to deliver the forefathers. That's the only way to deliver them was to bring down the Ganges. The Ganges would come and touch the ashes of the sons of Sagar, and thus they would be delivered. So finally, Bhagirath, he was able to bring the Ganges down. The Ganges was in the higher planets as Manasa Ganga. But it was not coming down here to any sinful people. So she was worried about getting the sinful people bathing in her waters. But Bhagirath did the tapasya, and he begged her to please come down, and thus his forefathers would be delivered. So she said, when I hit the earth, I'll be scattered all around. And how will I, there's no river bed for me. So he agreed to cut a river course for her. So he had got a mystic power to cut a river course and thus allow the Ganga, which is known after as Bhagirathi, to come down into the island of Sagar. So two first things happened. One is that Janu Muni's ashram was flooded. And so he swallowed the Ganga. And then he Raghira Maharaj, he couldn't find the Ganga. She disappeared. So he was quite shocked. You know, he's taking the Ganga down. He's got 100 kilometers from here to go, maybe 200. Now that you see one repetition? For once. Okay. My mouth is very dry. I think it's due to the medication. Maybe due to the fatigue. I didn't have it before. This suddenly came about a week ago. So anyway, I'm not going to tell the whole story about Janu Island, because that story will be told when you go there on Parikrama. But the Ganges came out to Janu's knee, and therefore she became known as Janavi. And then he came down, and then she stopped opposite somewhere between our temple and the yogi. She stopped, and then he asked, "Why you stop?" And he sang to her. And she said, "I'm waiting for Gaur Purnima." Because in Gaur Purnima, whoever waves in the Ganges, at this position, gives love for Godhead. So I want to get love for Godhead. So she waited there at the Gauranga Nagar, which is what this place is called, and waited for the Gaurhaniya day. So that's one of the things we do, is we lay on the Gaurhaniya day and get Lord Forgotten blessing. So that then the Ganga went down and washed the ashes of the sons of Sagar and delivered, that's why that place is called it Sagar Island. So, I'm very grateful for the ISKCON Mayapur devotees who are performing the annual festival and prasad distribution at Sagar Island. This is a great opportunity for so many people from around India come every year to, they say, you can visit any holy places, any times, but Sagar Island you visit one time. It's enough. So, as of a number of years, I went down one time with a boat and we visited the Sagar Island. But now the whole Mayapur excursion team goes down there and sets up a handle and gives out prasada to tens of thousands of people. So that's a nice program. So this Kapila Muni ashram is not the original ashram, but it's run by some I don't know what Sampradaya they are actually. I think Ramanandis, and I'm not sure. And they welcomed us very heartily. And we saw there was Kapila Muni, there was Indra Dev, there was Hanuman, and like a number of other different deities. All painted in orange color. So that's one of the connections between Mayapur and Kapila Dev. Is the Ganga. Of course, Ganga is still flowing here. We use the Ganga for bathing our deities. The Mahavishek, which is going to happen on 25th, we use Ganga water. And also the Gaurhaniya bathing, we use Ganga water. So Ganges is an integral part of Mayapur daily culture. We bathe in the Ganges. We observe the Vishnu Panchak in the Ganges. We, throughout the year, Ganga is a regular aspect of our life. So we hope that while you're here at least one time, you should take a bath in the Ganges and get the mercy. The other part is we're coming in the Rama Sampradaya. And Rama Sampradaya is Rama, he knew what was going on. No one had to tell him because he was known as Sarat. He independently gets the knowledge from his heart, from super soul. So, the Lord Rama, he was happy to understand that the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, was coming into the universe again, this time in the form of Kapila Dev, and he would teach his mother, Sangha Yoga. The Sangha Yoga taught by Kapila Muni is filled with bhakti. There's a It is not just the analysis of the material energy, but the analysis in relation to the Supreme Lord, in relation to devotional service. So we can take advantage of Kahila's teachings in the third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada asked me, said, you should teach your mother like Kahila Muni taught his mother. But unfortunately, my mother, I asked her what questions she had. She was a devotee, according to Prabhupada. But she didn't have so many questions. But Devahuti, she has a lot of questions. So it was easy for Kahila Muni to answer these questions. I didn't have so much opportunity. That's no excuse anyway. But Prabhupada asked me to follow in the footsteps of Kahila Muni and teach my mother. My mother was chanting 4 rounds a day. And for about 7 years she lived in ISKCON temples, in communities at least, in New Orleans, in L.A., and in Dallas. So, and she personally came and served Prabhupada. I walked in the room and I heard Prabhupada teaching to her that we're not the body, we're the living force in the body, living force. I never heard Prabhupada use that word living force before. He usually said spirit, soul, or something. But he specifically came down into such a way that she would be able to understand. And he was teaching her living force in the body. And so this living force never dies. It goes from one body to the next body, one earth to the next earth. And like this, he was teaching my mother, who is ashram, about Krishna consciousness. So this was, I was amazed to see how Prabhupada was giving so much mercy to my mother. And she would come every day and bring him roses that she cut from the rose garden around the grass hut. And so Prabhupada once, she described, and she's a devotee. She said, Prabhupada ki. So. When we were in South India, I went to the Sri Rangam temple. And I'd been there many times. But this time I heard it last time that Rama wanted to worship personally Aditya Vishnu, Krishna. So that he was praying to Vishnu to give him Aditya. And so out from the milk ocean came the Ranganath Deity. And the Ranganath Deity was worshipped in Satyaloka by Lord Rama for some time. How many days? And then he gave over the worship to some priests. And then it was handed down into Manu. And Manu gave it to Ikshaku. And it was passed down in the Sun Dynasty until it reached to Lord Ramachandra. And then Ramachandra gave it to Vibhishana. Vibhishana took it down. He was going to take it to Sri Lanka, but he got as far as Sri Ranga and left it there. So that deity had been worshipped in Satyaloka by Lord Rama personally. How many have seen the Ranganath deity? Yeah, so you want to see that deity. It's an original deity from the self manifest in the ocean of milk, Kiradakshai. We have an ISKCON temple there. And so, there also is Ramanujacharya. When he went into samadhi, he just went into meditation and stopped moving. And the same body is still there in the meditation hut. And he's covered with sandalwood and different saffron and camphor. Only his tongue they let show. You can see his tongue. So it's quite a lot of holy places to see. Here in Navadvipdham, we have also many holy places. And the Prabhupada wanted us to uncover them. So we discovered several hidden tirthas in Navadvipdham. Like the Naimisharanya, as well as Kurukshetra, also Huskar Tirtha, then this place where the Goradaha, where Lord Chaitanya delivered the crocodile, who was cursed by Durvasa Muni to become a crocodile. And also Arkatila, non-difference from Surya Kunda. So we're trying to locate the hidden places which are mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavad Harikrama book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Prabhupada wanted that we should do this. We should develop the Navadvipdham. He started the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. And this was also to develop the Tirtha in the Navadvipdham, Gauranga Bhumi, and to give donation to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, whose temple was in a run-down condition. So we fixed up the kitchen of Jagannath Das Babaji and several temples in Navadvipdham, also Harihar Ketra, also Narasingha Holi. Where's Chavahadi? What did they do there? Oh yeah, Chavahati. Well, we did in the Jhana Dweep. But there's still a lot more to be done. So we need the help to be able to revive the holy place, just like Rupa and Sanatan and the Six Goswamis, they discovered the different inner places of Lord Chaitanya. So these places were written down by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, also in the Chaitanya and the Bhakti Ratnakar, written down by Thakur Sakar Mahasaya. And that time Srinivas Acharya, he was taken on a holy place of Navadvipdham. So the idea is that the places which are there, we want to develop them, and which are not known where they are, we try to find them. Now, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to go around and visit all the places, at least most of the places. So we got a few old Prabhupada godbrothers before they left the world to tell us where these other hidden places were. So that's how we found some of these places. Still there's like Sarta Rishi Tila. We don't know where it is. Maybe by Google map we could find seven hills in Ajanti. But we don't know where it is. exactly. So like this, ISKCON is also taking on the work of the six Goswamis and already done. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to take out the accounting group for the Navadvipa Parikrama. But since his departure, none of the followers had done it except ISKCON. So we have to thank Lokanath Maharaj that he started us on the Harivatra aspect of the Parikrama. And since then we've been doing the Harivatra. But for those who don't want to walk so far, they can go by bus and meet up with this kirtan. But those things are going on side by side, the bus kirtan as well as the hariyatra. Actually, even the hariyatris end up walking quite a bit. And even the Vashyatris. So, Ranga, and then Kahila Muni. So, in ISKCON, when I was first going to come to India, I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, what do I do when I see a sannyasi? You know, I was a Ramachari, and I thought, you know, I see a sannyasi in India. What do I do? So he told me, you bow down. But now we find the sannyasis who are in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they talk about ISKCON standard. Why don't we chant 16 rounds like ISKCON? You can also chant 4 rounds. So, you know, I had one idea when I first came. And everyone's chanting a lack of rounds, like a lack of Hare Krishna. But in reality, they don't do that anymore. That was during the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So we're keeping a higher standard in our ISKCON count. So it's very good if we can keep up. It's, we also taking out this Parikrama, that's also something that was done by our previous acharyas. It's not done today. So ISKCON is developing, is reviving all the aspects of Navadvipa Parikrama, of Navadvipa Dham, of Vaishnavism, which you can say lost, or at least reduced. So Prabhupada has kept us on the track, and we have opportunity to show others what is the actual future very much that we're doing these things. Originally, there was only 4 devotees coming to the Mayapur Parikrama. And so Prabhupada, he was saying that, well, you're Westerners and I'm an Easterner. You're young people, I'm an old person. So how is it we have such a close relationship? It's because it's spiritual. And spiritually, we have love between each other. So Prabhupada, sitting in that time, this temple wasn't there, in that temple, he was talking to his maybe 100, 200, 500 disciples who came from mainly from the West, how they had the spiritual relationship with him. But now we have also thousands of devotees from the East, from India, and so Prabhupada must be more pleased that we have devotees from all the different continents and distributing the Sankirtan all over the world and coming here to Ayurveda. One time there was a GEC. He said, you know, we spent so much money on people going to Ayurveda. $500,000 each is $500,000. So if we could take the money from them, $1,000 you could buy a temple. In those days you could buy a temple for $500,000. So I said, yes, you know, you spend so much money on eating. If you just stop eating, you could get so much money. So obviously we can't stop eating. So Prabhupada was saying that going to Ayurveda was, eating is a central aspect of our annual program. Then Prabhupada repeatedly said it got 10,000 years for the Sankirtan movement. And in the Ramavayacha Purana, it's mentioned that all the holy rivers, they came to see Krishna in Dwarka, and they asked Krishna. They were crying. They put Ganga forward to be the spokesperson. And she asked, please take us with you. We know your Leela is going to end soon. Take us with you. We don't want the Kali Yuga sinful people to bathe in our waters. So Krishna smiled on them and he told them, you wait 5,000 years. Let the sinful people bathe in you. After 5,000 years, then there will be a revival. Some will go to the west, to India, and drink the Harinam Sankirtan. And there will be thousands of devotees, millions of devotees all over the world, chanting the holy names. And they'll come and they'll bathe in your holy rivers. And so just by touching a Vaishnava, by seeing a Vaishnava, you get purified. So wait for that 10,000 years period when the whole world will become one Varna, one caste, Eka Varna, Hari Vakta, Hari Krishna. So then after that, will be the end of this golden age. You can go underground, because that time will become a really hellish Kali. And so we got 10,000 years to make haywire the sun shining, to spread the Harinam Sankirtan movement. We're just at the beginning stage now. And we want that this should be spread to every town and village, as Lord Chaitanya predicted. We can see, just Prabhupada dropped a message to the West. It seems they were talking about Prabhupada, because Lord Chaitanya came 4,500 years, and he only preached in India. So who reached to the west which after 5,000 years was Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So he brought the message to the west. And so that means that now we're just in the twilight zone now. The Kali Yuga is not one to give off easy. We need to really push on the Sankirtan movement. We can extend the congregation through Namahatas and Dr. Rikshas and counselor groups. We can distribute the books profusely to ring people. We can have homes that are Krishna conscious, like our, we call that, Bhakti Vinod Thakur called it as Shadakutirs, homes of faith. So like this, a different way we can spread the Sankirtan through our scientific teaching so that we can push that Kali and we can establish that golden reign You see, now there's a financial crisis in the world. So people are getting, it's actually good for our business. People come to God more when there's some difficulty. So they come to Krishna to find out what is the purpose. And some of our youth, I heard they're doing the Harinam Sankirtan in the yoga groups that have gotten into Kirtan now. And there's millions of people practicing yoga. So if our devotees who have good devices, they can do the yoga, bhakti yoga, Kirtan therapy. I mean the therapies now. So then they can, this way they can flood the world with the Kirtan. Prabhupada, he was once saying that, you know, the Vavai's ashram in Maharashtra. He said that the devotees, because there are pure devotees, even they're unripe pure devotees, but they're pure devotees. Their kirtan touches the heart. So he was encouraging all the devotees to chant Hare Krishna. And this way touch the heart of the fallen souls. There was some Vaivadi, he was doing kirtan. But it was not Sri Chaitanya Rava. He had the kirtan step up and drown him out. Because he said, what is this? He's just imitating us. He was chanting some other mantra, not Hare Krishna mantra. So this is our opportunity we have. Spread the Harinam Sankirtan. Get our batteries charged here in Nayagarh down. Sing the Panchatattva. Sing Radha Madhava. Getting association with the senior Vaishnavas. And this way, go back and try to make as many devotees as possible. And this way, ring in the golden age. Hari Bol to Prabhupada ki. Nine o'clock. Any questions? Yes, or comments?
Thank you for your wonderful class, Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is regarding Kapiladev. What category of avatar is Kapiladev? Is he a Shaktivesh avatar? Or what kind of avatar is he, and how do we understand this?
Well, they say he's a Kala, extension of an extension. But whether that whether Shaktivesh is fit in the Kalas, I'm not sure. But there's a Shaktivesh in all religion. He's got a lot of power. Burn out the sons of Sagar, just like glancing on them. So if you go to the Sagar Island, if you're fortunate, can see Kapilamuni there. Still meditating. But this pure heart says he's an extension of an extension. A kala. I tell you, Changsa kala fung sang Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. So all the extensions and all the extensions of the extensions are listed in the, not all, but about 25, in First Canto Srimad Bhagavatam. But Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Any other question? Comment by the song? I see a hand here, I can't see that part. The doctors have given me permission to come for Gaur Purnima, and who are the Vyasa. It's all to Krishna, if he's willing. But we want to have some round only festival. We have seminars and different leading devotees. So the people that send us so much money to come, or heard from the Vyasa Puja, they can get some spiritual enlightenment. Right now, Radhanath Swami is agreed to come, and Bhakti Chiru Swami. Someone's going around asking who will come to give seminars before the Vyasa Puja. Any other question?
Me. Guru Maharaj, thank you very much for your wonderful class. And my question is, in this age, our yagya is the Harinam? Harinam Kirtan?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because yagya, Guru Maharaj ki jai, Kirtan ki jai, Harinam ki jai.
Haribol.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. My question is, when we are preaching or trying to preach, do we have to distinguish between the innocent and the demoniac, or we should just preach anyway to push on the movement?
What you say?
My question is, when we are trying to push forward the Sankirtan movement and we are preaching, should we distinguish between the innocent and the others in order for our preaching to be effective, or we should just preach anyway?
Well, we're supposed to preach according to time, place, and circumstance. So according to the audience, one should preach. I had a dream once where Prabhupada came and said, preach to the audience. And so GECs generally preach to the preachers. So we preach to the devotees who are preaching. So our preaching is a little different. And the preachers go and preach to the new people. Now, sometimes we have to reach the new people, and they have to adjust to how you're speaking, so that they'll be able to relate with it. Sometimes, in Sunday feast, you got old, middle, and new, and it's difficult to know how to actually reach to them, because the order will fit for the new people, might not fit for the old people. What fits for the old people won't go for the young. New devotees. So that's always a rain twister for me, what to do on the Sunday feast. So I try to cover all the angles.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Japataka Swami Guru Maharaj ki.
Yantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Param Guru Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj ki jai.